The word of God given to us today is Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. Please turn to page 43 of the New Testament. It's Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Allow me to read the words of God. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more, but the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on this deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen." Our church has been keeping the tradition of reenacting and celebrating the history of salvation that was completed through the life of Jesus Christ every year. Today is the 4th Sunday of Lent, which started from the Wednesday Bible meeting on March 6th. The Lent is the period of which was allowed to us to experience the light of salvation by giving us the time to meet earnestly with the Christ Jesus who came down to this earth to redeem us from the path of sin. How many times have you spent the Lent in your lives? And how many more Lents will you be spending in the future? No one knows how many more Lents we will be spending in our lives. I hope that you will be given the grace right here and now of experiencing the kingdom of God by filling your hours by sincerely meditating upon the passion that the Lord had suffered for us until we greet the Easter Sunday on April 21st. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talks about the heavens. Verses 1 to 13 are about the parable of the 10 virgins that went out to meet the bridegroom. There were 10 virgins. Their positions were bridesmaids waiting for the groom at a wedding banquet. All of them each had a lamp, and only 5 out of them prepared extra oil. The groom took long time to arrive, so all of them dozed off to sleep until they suddenly heard that he was arriving. The parable tells that the virgins were supposed to greet the groom with lighted lamps, but the 5 virgins who were running out of oil had to go buy more, and only the ones that prepared extra were able to greet the groom. We have learned that if we are to compare the lamp with all ten, which all ten virgins prepared, as a position given to in accordance to a duty, the oil that the five wise virgins prepared is the appropriate life fit for a Christian. Verses 14 to 30 in today's passage, the second parable in chapter 25, are about three servants that were entrusted with their master's talents, or bag of gold, for a while. The following is from verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. Through the adverb again, which verse 14 starts off with, we know that today's passage is also talking about the heavens, like in the parable of the ten virgins in the previous verses. There was a master. He called for his servants before going on a journey to a faraway country. He entrusted possessions to his servants. His possessions, or wealth, that the master entrusted to each of his servants, refers to the wealth that the master usually treasured and managed. In the ancient society, servants were people who did not have any possessions. When a master entrusted his property to a servant, the servant was given the substantial authority and responsibility in regards to the entrusted work. But giving the authority and responsibility did not mean that the master handed over the ownership to the servants as well, so the owner was still the master. This master seemed to have known very well about his servants. Let us look into verse 15. To one he gave five bags of gold, to another two bags, and to another one bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. This master entrusted talents to his servants, each according to his ability. To the servant who had the ability to handle one talent was one talent that was given the talent that he deserved. The servant with the ability to handle two talents were given two. And the servant with the ability to handle five talents were given five, each in accordance with his ability. The talents entrusted to each servant was just the right amount for them, neither lacking nor excessive. Talent was originally used as a word that meant scales or balances that measured weights, but later developed into a unit of measuring weight and a monetary unit. So talent was used as a unit of weight in the Old Testament and as a unit for both weight and money in the New Testament. In today's passage, it was used as a monetary unit, and one talent was equivalent to an amount which a day worker must save up for 20 years without spending at all. It may be less than five or two talents, but one talent was never a small amount. When the master set off for the journey, the servant that was given five talents went off straight to put the money to work and as a result gained five more. The servant with two talents did the same as the one that received five and gained two more. To work in the Bible was translated as to do business in Korean. And this means the same as to work, to do labor, and to act and achieve. The servants that were each entrusted five talents and two talents actively fulfilled the duty given by the master. But the servant that received one talent was very different from the other two. He dug a hole and in the ground. He dug a hole in the ground and hid the one talent that he was given as soon as the master left. Digging a hole in the ground and hiding money inside was a way the ancient people used to store money. But this servant, who was entrusted one talent, did not hide money in the ground to store it. He was afraid that he may not be able to make any profit if he had invested it elsewhere, hence hid it in the ground. The servant that had hid the talents in the ground did not understand the master's intention. The master understood the servant's ability and gave one talent, which was a suitable amount for him. But the servant did not only know about himself, but also did not know about the authority and the wisdom of his master. Time passed and the master came back, and the master called for his servants to settle accounts. The servant was given five talents, says as follows, when he was called to settle accounts, in verse 20. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. The servant was entrusted with 5 talents. The servant that was entrusted with 5 talents clearly reveals that the master was the source of the possessions, which the servant doubled its profit. The point in which he said, "Master, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold, see," does not lie in the fact that he has made twice the amount as profit. He emphasizes that the profit was not made with his own power and ability, but with the talents that the master entrusted him. The focus lies in that the servant, in turn for his master's enormous trust, kept his master in mind and lived earnestly at all times. The same goes for the servant with 2 talents. Let us look into verse 22. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. The servant with 2 talents also exclaimed with joy, laying out the results of living responsibly with his master in mind in return for the great trust that the master has shown him when entrusting the 2 talents. The master, upon receiving reports of the 2 servants, compliments the 2 faithful and hard-worked servants with the same words. Let us look at verses 21 and 23. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The master's assessments were not about how much profit the servants have made. The master's assessments focused on how earnestly and faithfully the servants fulfilled their duties. The master was not interested in how much the servants have earned. The master was not interested in how much amazing or splendid work which the master can boast about were done by the servants. The master's interest did not lie in how big the ability was, but in how much responsible and faithful the servants were towards their entrusted duties. The master complimented, "You have been faithful to the servants that made profit." This was written in a form of past imperfect tense. In Greek, the past imperfect tense is used to express something that was continuous and repetitive in the past viewpoint. So the servant that made profit was not just faithful at some point in the past, but had always been faithful all along. In the end, the master showed a much deepened trust towards the servants that doubled the amount of talents that he entrusted, promised to put them in charge of many things, and told them to come share his happiness. Such an invite is about the best thing a servant can hear from his or her master. What is more overwhelming than the compliment for being faithful or the promise to be put in charge of many things is the invitation to share the happiness of the master. The master invited the servants into his realm of happiness, which the master is enjoying and will keep on enjoying. The servant that was entrusted with 1 talent came out before his master after watching his colleagues deadly account. Let us read verses 24 to 25. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." This servant who came out before his master evaluated 3 things about his master that he had known about, unlike the other 2 servants before him. First, he evaluated his master as a hard man. The adjective hard, derived from a verb that describes a hard, dried back in Korean. This expression means stiff and rough and was used 5 times in the New Testament. All were translated as harsh and wild, stubbornness and harshness that comes out of a heart stiffened by sin, harmful and difficult, or obscure. The servant with 1 talent defined his master as being stingy and cold. Second, He evaluated his master as a person who harvests from where he hasn't sown. He described his master as an evil miser who is crazy for collecting money, invests almost never, and gains unworthy incomes by exploiting others. Third, he evaluated the master as someone who gathers from where he hasn't scattered seed. Grains are gained by winnowing the harvested corns after spreading and drying them in the yard. He criticized his master as a person who gathers grains without even the effort of winnowing. His misknowledge of his master had him fear against his master. And this fear led him to hide the talent that he was given into the ground. The servant that was given one talent brought back the one talent that as it was and says, "See, here is what belongs to you." What belongs to you means is that the master did not lose anything. He also meant that he was not irresponsible or did anything wrong, and that the reason why he did so lies in his master. As a result, the master rebukes the servant as being wicked and lazy servant. He then blames the servant that he then should have put the money in the bank or to the money lenders to at least add interest to the money. The master's rebuking was towards the result of not putting any effort into that one talent. The servant with one talent accused his master as being a cruel, rough, and cold person to justify his reasons. But he in return received an irrevocable evaluation as being a wicked and lazy servant. He was mercilessly disciplined, not for being wicked, like he has mugged or murdered anyone, but because he did not do what he was supposed to do, and all that was left for him was to be expelled into the dark, crying and gnashing his teeth in sorrow. A long time ago, the master called for his servants before he left on a long journey. The master knew of each servant's ability through their every move, and entrusted them his possessions according to each of their ability. He must have left the same request to the servants to take good care of the entrusted possessions, and must have given them the same blessings. The servants were each given the master's possessions according to their ability, and the time given to manage them were all the same. But their results of the assessment were extremely different when the time passed and the master came back. Likewise, God has entrusted his possession to all of the livings. Some that were entrusted with the Lord's possession by the Lord were made to bear love for their country and people a long time ago and started the independence movement. Some were made to foster younger generation, and some were made to take care of the mountains and the seas to leave the beautiful nature as heritage to the descendants. The Korean poet Yoon Dong-ju used his ability that was given to him to sing about how to finish life in his poem, "When the Fall Comes Into My Life." When the fall comes in my life, I have a few things to ask myself. I will ask myself if I have loved others when the fall comes in my life. To answer with no burden in heart, I shall love many now. I will ask myself if I have lived my life to the full when the fall comes in my life. To answer with confidence, I shall live every day of my life today as the best as I can. I will ask myself if I haven't hurt anyone when the fall comes in my life. To answer without hesitance, I shall not say or do anything to hurt others. I will ask myself if life is beautiful when the fall comes in my life. To answer with joy, I shall make my days today beautiful, filled with joy. I will ask myself, how many of what kind of fruits have I bore when the fall comes in my life? to answer proud. I shall be hard at work to grow the fruits of good words and good doings in the soil of my heart. Also, some were made to fulfill medical duties, and some with science. Some were made to fulfill duties through politics, and others through art. Some people were made to serve for the neglected neighbors, some to befriend foreigners that came to this land, some by raising children, and some through their works. Nothing is more or less important than others. Each and every duty is as precious as others, because God has entrusted what is His. The Lord has also entrusted us with the church. 14 years ago, He called for His people to Yangwajin and entrusted us with the church that is His body. For the past 14 years, our members of the church had been faithful to the duties that the Lord has entrusted us according to our abilities in such beautiful forms. As we have learned in detail through last week's sermon, the Yangwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery Guidance Program, which we started as a voluntary system, has greeted almost 900,000 visitors as of now. This wouldn't have been possible if not for the volunteer servers who have guided the visitors with all of their hearts and souls. The remodeling for the management and preservation of the Korea Christian Martyr Memorial Hall in Yongin was also started. Another team of willful volunteers have been composed to use their talents entrusted by the Lord, shedding sweats of efforts for the said remodeling construction. There are people like these who fulfill such external duties, but there are also numerous members of the church within many places of the church who are being built inside the Christ Jesus to become the place for God to live in within the Holy Spirit. There are positions that require evident efforts, and there are also people who do not mind going through troubles to serve in the places where people have no idea what they do. All of these people believe that what will be required by those who have been entrusted is faithfulness, just like those servants who went out to work right away when their master entrusted them with his possessions, according to each of their ability. Through these people, the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church is being built as each arm and leg of the church with the Lord as its head. Heavens, the kingdom of God is a place of work. The heavens is not somewhere you keep your ability hidden deep in the ground doing nothing and then digging it back out the last day to bring it before the Lord. The Garden of Eden, which God had created, was not a place of idling. Adam started working ever since he lived in the Garden of Eden. The heavens is a place of work, a place where we work happily. Today's passage tells us that more opportunities are given to the abilities entrusted by the Lord when we work with joy on this earth. Also, the kingdom of God is a place for those who understand that everything they have come from God. We are only entrusted with the Master's possessions while we are living on this earth. We can only live as the faithful managers of the possessions when we do not forget the fact that the Lord has entrusted them to us for a certain period of time, and that we are only entrusted for the period of time that God has permitted. When the time comes, we must give them back. On a Sunday 2 weeks ago, we have listened to the sermon about the rich man. The rich man was in joy, thinking that all the joy of life lies in objects, his possessions. He believed that the possessions that will be put in the barn all belong to him. Not only that, he also believed that they will make him happy and even protect his life. But God said that they were all a delusion. The rich man could not remember God because of his possessions that he believed in. The rich man did not realize that life was something that we use while it is entrusted to us, and then was supposed to be given back to the master of the on the day the master comes back. One thing to keep thinking over about its one thing to keep thinking over about is the heavens, is that the heavens, the kingdom of God, wants us to do our best in our reality. In order for us to do our best in the reality, we need to exactly understand the mind of our master. The servant with one talent did not properly understand his master. He misunderstood his master as a hard man, harvesting where he has not sown and gathering where he has not scattered seed. And so he hid the talent in the ground in fear. Verse 18 of today's passage testifies that the servant with one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Here, the word apilthon, that was translated as went off, is a verb which means to walk away from the from a person. The word prophethes, used as the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work in verse 16, means to go in one's way or depart with special intentions. The servants that were given 5 and 2 talents respectively departed vigorously with the intention to put the money to work. But the servant with 1 talent turned his back away from his master. The reason why he turned his back away was because he did not know that his master will still embrace him even if he made mistakes or failed after doing his best with the 1 talent. The prodigal son that left for a foreign country far away with a share of his father's possessions only remembered about his father after he failed. When he came back, his father embraced his weary and tired son. However, the servant that was given the 1 talent, who knew his master but not in the right way, was not given another chance for not fulfilling his duty as a servant. What today's passage is emphasizing is that the Lord accomplishes his purpose through others when I do not do my best with the talent that was given to me according to my ability. Let us look at verses 28 and 29. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is the principle of God and the reflection of God's kingdom. We have learned about Saul, the first king of Israel, through the Wednesday Bible study last week. Saul, after ascending to the throne, could not trust in God and kept thinking about the humanly ways. God wished to rule over Israel through Saul, but he abandoned Saul, who kept walking on the humanly path, not being able to trust in God. And instead, he set David, who trusted in God till the very end, as the king in place of Saul, and worked through him. Then today, we should check on ourselves if we feel joy in souls receiving salvation as much as we feel delighted in seeing the balances in our bank accounts increase, although we are seated in the places of worship. We need to check ourselves if we aren't causing harm to our children, thinking to do anything for them so that they may live a life like Yesa, a teen character from the latest Korean drama Sky Castle. If you have forgotten that the master of our children's lives are God, then it is time for us to remember that God is the master of our children's lives, and that the Lord has entrusted them according to their abilities. If you are hoping that someone else will live as a light and salt in our homes, church, and the world in my place, and in my family's place, when God wants each and every one of us to live so, then it is time that we sincerely hope that person would be me, because the day will come when we will not be given another chance, like those 5 virgins that were not invited to the wedding banquet, and the servant that was driven out into the darkness. Unlike the 5 virgins that attended the wedding banquet and the servants that were invited to share the master's happiness. Then what would be the driving force that drives us to realize that everything that I have comes from the Lord and to faithfully fulfill our duties the best we can here today. God has set each person as a parent and as a child in our homes today. What do you think is the driving force that enables us to establish a beautiful family community? God has planted each and every one of us in the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church community here today. What do you think is the driving force that drives all the members to be built together in their places of life, not only while setting a foot in the churchyard when the Lord has planted us here today? Above all, what do you think is the driving force that drives us to spread the gospel, the duty entrusted on every one of us Christians, without exception, until the day the Lord will come back down to this earth? That driving force is knowing our Father God, and knowing that a life of fulfilling the duty of God has given to the duty God has given unto us is valuable. There is something we must do to avoid making a mistake of not understanding our master properly, like the servant that was given one talent. That is being acquainted with Jesus Christ, who came to this land of pitch darkness and sin as the light of life. There is no such life as of a Christian that is without the relationship with the Lord or the spiritual life. Christians who do not become acquainted with the Lord even after receiving a duty will only abuse the duty. Among the public campaign advertisements is the Dating Violence Prevention ad. It tells us, stop pretending to love the other, aiming to stop them from abusing the significant other, using pressure and control in the name of love. We should look into our inner selves very carefully if we aren't abusing the Lord like in that commercial. We will need to see if we aren't abusing the Lord to make things happen when we want it, the way we want it. We can sincerely get to learn about the mind of Father God through the intimate relationship with the Lord. The more serious our understanding of God becomes, the more we get to realize that we are the darkness, the pitch black. We will come to confess that we were the very wicked and lazy servant that closed our both eyes and ears and turned our back away, even though we have been taught and told. The more there are who confess, the more healthier the families, society, and the church on this earth will recover. I pray that we all do not forget that all of us are the main characters that need to share the happiness of our Master when the Lord comes back down to this earth. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for enlightening us on this fourth Sunday of Lent, that the life of fulfilling duties is worthy. Let us look back on ourselves. If we haven't tried to fulfill our duties with just one talent, with four talents and safely kept inside a safe, after receiving five talents, even if we have received just one talent each, this is because our Father God, who knows us best, have allowed each one of us according to our ability. So let us fulfill our duties just like those servants who are complimented as being good and faithful. You have asked us to set up a family with love and to serve honestly and sincerely at our workplaces. You have also called us to be built together within the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church that is the body of the Lord. Help us not to ignore the voice of the Lord and live like that servant who turned his back away from the Lord. May all our members of the community well fulfill their duties, living amongst the deep relationship with the Lord, and enjoy the grace of participating in the joy of our Master eternally. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.